From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned North Korea's latest missile launch, which landed somewhere in the Sea of Japan earlier. And speaking alongside President Trump, the president offered some assurances.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country.
United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. That happened in raids across the country, although authorities say the enforcement action was not linked to a recent executive order signed by President Trump to limit immigration. One of the raids took place in Austin, Texas, and Adelia Garza was a member of the city council. She talked about the treatment of immigrants at places where they work. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said the raids targeted criminal illegals, noting the arrests were part of a routine action. Afghan troops backed by American air support Sunday launched a major offensive against Islamic State or IS bases in the eastern Nangarhar province. A regional military spokesman told reporters in the provincial capital that the security forces have been tasked to clear Khat and other districts of IS. He said that both military police forces have been involved.
The Afghan government, along with the U.S. counterterrorism forces, are successfully fighting against Islamic State in Afghanistan. In this year alone, we have reduced their fighters by half, their territory by two-thirds. We've killed their leader.
This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants overran two military camps outside Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, in a dawn attack today. Military sources estimated that about 40 to 50 government soldiers were stationed in each of the camps. At least two soldiers were killed. Al-Shabaab claims its militias seized ammunition and two military vehicles. A Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people and wounding scores of others in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. In a separate incident also linked to the Islamic State, it's being reported a court in southern Turkey has charged two suspected IS terrorists with plotting to carry out what they called a sensational attack in Europe. International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde voiced optimism Sunday that U.S. President Donald Trump's planned tax cuts and construction spending would boost the American economy, but said they could cause trouble for the economies around the globe. Major U.S. stock indexes are near record highs, with a new U.S. leader promising to unveil a phenomenal tax cut planned in the next 2-3 weeks or so, while also pledging to launch $1 trillion in major infrastructure spending to fix the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and expand airports. Both measures would need approval by Congress, where the controlling Republican lawmakers have voiced some skepticism. Lagarde warned that advances by the U.S. economy, the world's largest, could hurt economies elsewhere because of the strength of the dollar against other currencies. Anti-abortion activists and supporters of a woman's right to choose staged demonstrations in dozens of U.S. cities Saturday, with the nonprofit group Planned Parenthood at the center of the discussion. Anti-abortion activists organized rallies in more than 200 locations Saturday. They're calling for the federal government to stop providing funds to Planned Parenthood because it provides abortions. It is something that President Trump has said that he wants to do. Meanwhile, pro-choice activists organized in many of the same locations to express support for Planned Parenthood. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend a demonstration near Baghdad's Green Zone after violent clashes left several dead and hundreds wounded. Security forces fired tear gas at al-Sadr supporters after reports that they were trying to advance on the area where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. Al-Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.